your character linked with sports? No.
Unless you count the horror.
Has your character recorded any albums?
Not really.
I would hear a Big Fatty Sings album. Backed with Poodle. No. Is your character a politician?
No.
No. Does your character personally know you?
Yes.
Yes. Whoa. Oh my God. Rude.
What?
Has your character ever been in love with your mother? I'm going to say no, and now I have to go wash my brain.
Oh, get rid of that visual.
Does your character wear earrings?
No. I don't think he does.
I don't think so. Is your character a member of your family?
No. Well.
Technically, no. Is your character...
Yes, the podcasting community family.
No, Brian, be nice.
But not...
Not in the actual term. Is your character a religious figure?
He's kind of a cult figure.
Lord Fatty. We'll say no. Or should I have said probably not? Is your character a teacher?
Kind of.
Probably?
Yeah.
Okay. Can your character fire teachers?
I don't think he has that power.
No, I'm going to say I don't know. I'll say probably not. Is your character famous?
Ish.
I'll say no.
Aw, sorry, Big Fatty.
Does your character teach a class?
No.
Have you ever wanted to kiss your character?
No.
Big Fatty, I don't like where this is going.
I honestly don't know on that one.
You don't know if you want to kiss Big Fatty or not?
I'm just trying to stump it. Is your character real?
Yes.
Yes!
Have you ever fallen in love with your character? Akinator, these are very personal questions. I'm going to say no. Has your character ever been married?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
This is going south really quick.
Is the next question, does your character ever participate in puppet shows?
Is your character a human being?
Well, yes.
Okay, yes. Oh, sorry. Is your character a friend of yours?
Yes.
Yes. Why? What is its obsession with kissing? Have you ever kissed your character on the lips?
No.
No. Not yet. Do you see your character when he is at work?
No. No.
I've never been to the coal mine. Oh, he's guessing. A dear friend.
Well, technically.
I suppose that's correct, but it did not guess Big Fatty.
Does it give you the option to put in Big Fatty?
Let's see.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Have you ever kissed Big Fatty on the lips?
Not yet.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat Run. This is episode 2707 of the BFO for two, I say Tuesday the 12th of June 2018. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me. Y'all, I'm going to tell you about the state of the station on Sunday night, and we've got voice letters. Hello, commenters. Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well. Y'all, your commenters today, y'all, I was over at the BFO the other day, and y'all, I used to get an e-letter whenever I got a kale solid. For my lunch, and y'all, it's coming up on me. Big Fatty. But y'all, there have been comments posted over there at the BFO, and I feel terrible that I have not responded to them. Big Fatty, what is that one? Bull hunting. I don't know what that is, but I've got to resize that clearly. Y'all, Straight Bob wanted to know, you know, he had that Axe Big Fatty question about, and y'all, he said it right. Big Fatty just got it all discombobulated about, is there a sport that the gay guys in general think has the hottest men? And y'all, it all depends. I mean, I think there are some hot men's in most any sport. Moose chimed in though and said that he thinks the rugby has the hottest sports. And y'all, then a couple of days while we were doing the recaps of the Rat World, Miss Beaver Miss Beaver commented about Dr. Stone. It says, always a pleasure when Dr. Stone is on the little show. Yes, Big Fatty. And then another one of those recap shows. Y'all, my Northeast straight boyfriend said, please tell me there's a picture. There's a picture of three of you crammed into the Haunted Mansion cart. And I'm afraid there's not. But thank goodness, because y'all, we were like sardines in there. And y'all, there's one more of Francie. Francie says, Big Fatty, I hope you did not do anything vulgar to the Muppets. With love and a laugh, Francie. Francie, I can assure you there was no puppeteering going on. And y'all, then over there on the old gals last day, Miss Beaver chimed in again, said that, well, the show art actually made me sad. Vera, Archer, and yourself should move in together and start a new little show, The Golden Geezers. Or something like that, and talk about kick, cock, and constipation. Be ready. She's got a point there. And then Straight Bob says, all the best, Vera. And I'm not going to go back any further. But please forgive me for not. I usually try to respond to every comment. But y'all, I didn't get them. So I apologize for that, and I will try to do my best to get over there and look at the comments over there at the BFO. Yes, Big Fatty. See y'all today, the 12th of June. Y'all, it's a very important celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, it's someone that we don't hear on the little shows anymore. They've hung up their Parcheesi pants and any Parcheesi pants, and y'all, they've rolled their last die. Yes, Big Fatty, that's how you got a Northeast straight boyfriend. It's true. Y'all, it is none other than one of the game night guys. Y'all, it's Curtis. Yes, Big Fatty, his little puppy dog has been sick. It's true. And y'all, if you see Curtis on the 20th, or the Face Space, or you want to make a donation to his GoFundMe page over there, it's Curtis Hill, and his puppy dog is Scout. And y'all, I think that'd be a lovely celebration of exiting the birth canal gift at. Y'all head on over there, and Big Fatty, I hope that Curtis, well, you know, Big Fatty, you know, Brian, he would probably didn't go make him a cake, he'll make him probably a pie, but, I think Curtis is a equal opportunity dessert digester. Big Fatty dessert digester. So y'all, if you see Curtis on the 20 or the Face Space, wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope he gets lots of donations and a big old piece of cake. Happy birthday. Yeah, Gussie. Now, y'all, if you missed the State of the Station on Sunday night, y'all, the podcast of the little show is already been posted, so you can go and listen to it yourself. But y'all, just some of the highlights. Just we kind of reviewed what's going on for the June event. Y'all, that's going to be the 22th through the 24th, and y'all, you can go over to pride48.com, and there on the front page, right up there at the top, you hit the little blue button. It gives you the schedule, and Then we also talked about the August event down there in Nolens. And y'all, just the big thing to remember now is that the prices are going to increase. And the hotel price guarantee ends July the 4th. So, y'all, that's coming up in just a couple of weeks. I guess about 3 weeks from now. So, y'all, if you're contemplating going to the Nolens still, go on over there. You don't have to put any money down for your motel room. And y'all, right now, if you're staying at the Holiday Inn, it's $25. If you're staying off property, it's a little bit more to help us pay for the use of the facilities and all. And y'all, we gotta have that to be able to put this on. So, and y'all, even those fees to come to the event, y'all, that's not gonna pay for it by any means. So we're also looking for donations. The cash money donations are especially welcome. But y'all, if you want to donate something, you know, a physical thing, get in touch with Big Fatty. And y'all, I'll let you know how to do that. Y'all, and if you make a cash donation, even if you're not going to be in Nolens, for every $5 you donate, you get an entry into the raffle for the prizes. So like $100 gets you 20 entries. Big Fatty, sign me up!
You're hamming it up, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat as sin, and oh, you still talk to him, and I don't know why. But you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Hey, Big Fatty, this is Gus Chad. Making up for lost time. So I'm calling because I'm mad as a snake. Blowing it out.
It's now time to blow it out with Big Fat.
I want you to get mad. You've got to get mad.
I want you to get up now. I want all of you to get up out of your chairs. I want you to get up right now. Get up, go to your windows, open them, and stick your head out and yell, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
I'm mad as hell! I'm not going to take this anymore!
And I need to vent, and I figure, what better place to Big Fatty? So here's my problem. So I have this part-time job that I've worked for, well, longer than 4 years, but at the new store I've been at for 4 years. I hardly ask for any time off. I'm part-time. When I ask for time off, I get the, oh, you know, we don't have anybody to cover you, you know. It's a big thing if you ask for time off. You can't take a week. Do you really need a week? Can you work with us? Okay, so there's that. Then there is, it's a big store, and they decide that they're going to schedule everybody to come in at 4. So there's about 50 to 60 people standing in line to punch in, so they can punch in on time. And makes me mad because they want you to come in early so you can stand in line, so you can watch a time clock, so you can punch in early or on time. And then you have to drop your own pills. So then there are some nights where you get stuck behind somebody who's stupid, who doesn't know how to drop their pill, in the fancy new thing. We call her Tammy. I don't know why. That's her name. It's a big, huge metal safe, and kids are so stupid. So then you get stuck in the Tammy room dropping a pill for like 10, 15 minutes. One night I was there for an hour because somebody jammed Tammy. So today, I get there, I look at the time clock as I'm walking in to go stand at the end of the line, and I see that it's going to turn 4. So I just punch in because I have to get up to relieve the person in my department so that she can leave on time. And then the worthless HR manager comes out and berates me for punching in because did I not see the line of people who are waiting to punch in? And yes, I did see the line of people waiting to punch in. And no, I'm not going to go stand at the end of the line and wait for 5-10 minutes to punch in and then be late, because then I have to trust that you, the worthless HR person, will actually do your job and punch me in at 4 and not 5 to 10 minutes late. All right. That was way too long of a blowout, but hopefully it gives you some content. Talk to you later. Bye.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that, of course, is that Gus Chin. And Gus Chin, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you, and I'm so glad you called in to blow it out with Big Fatty. Big Fatty, did he have kale salad, too? No, I don't think so, but Gus Chad, I don't know exactly what you do, and I had a little trouble trying to understand. I couldn't tell if you said you punched in and then you had to go drop your own panties. Big Fatty! Or what? But it sounded quite interesting. Big Fatty, you can find a way to make everything just as vulgar as possible.
Hello, Big Fatty. It's Curtis, formerly of the Game Night Guys. I'm sorry, I mean Game Night Gals. I was calling for a couple of reasons. First of all, it's been a while since I've called, and I just wanted to say thank you for giving a shout-out for our Dog Scout's GoFundMe page. I've been really surprised with how well it's doing, so kind of calling to pimp that out some more and see if we can get more traction on it. And if I'm doing this right, you'll be playing this message on or around my birthday. So if anyone wants to get me a good birthday present, go donate to Scout's GoFundMe page. And for those that don't know, Scout just suddenly lost the ability to walk. He had a ruptured disc in his back, and it was causing major bruising on his spinal cord. And one night he just seemed to have trouble walking, and the next day he was dragging himself around. And we just feel so helpless, and we're just hoping he gets better. He had major surgery, which is why we're doing this in the first place, which was a lot of money. I'll just say it was a lot of money, in the hopes that he'll recover. So if anyone feels like contributing to that cause for my birthday, and because you love pets, go to gofundme.com/helpoutscout and just give what you can, or go share that link on social media. Also, sorry we won't be able to make it. I ran the idea of a Game Night Gals reunion show past Brian, and for both of us, it just didn't work out this year. But hopefully we'll be able to make it to a live event in the future. We will not be in New Orleans this year, unfortunately, and the June event won't work out for us either. So, you know, I wasted all my vacation days on travel and sick time and tending to an injured dog now. So that's it. I think I've blathered on long enough. I'm still around. I'm kind of just lurking in the shadows. But again, I appreciate you promoting Scout's page on your shows and everything else. All right, Big Fatty, we'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Yeah, I gotta see y'all. That, of course, is Curtis, one of the Game Night Gals and the birthday boy today. And Curtis, first of all, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. And Curtis, I will, full transparency here. I'm playing your call a little bit out of order. Oh, dear Gussie, a little bit out of order, so it could play on your celebration of exiting the birth canal, but I'll be back in order on Tamari's little show with the voice letters. And y'all, if you help out Scout, obviously, Curtis would appreciate it. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely, too, I say, Tuesday. And y'all, as we've said at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the Game Night Gals. They'll be in the In Memoriam sequence at Pride 48 down there in New Orleans. And Curtis, just out of curiosity, if people help out Scout a lot, is there anything you'd like to do?
Have you ever kissed Big Fatty on the lips?
Not yet.
Oh, Big Fatty, pucker up! Big Fatty, that's vulgar!
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.